It's Abu here. You're probably wondering, what's different around here? And the answer is everything. I took the last year off, not just from podcasting, but from everything. I needed a reset. Last year was one of the hardest years of my life. And as you know, life doesn't just throw one thing at a time at you. It hits you with everything all at once. I hit a mental roadblock, my business hit a wall, and then I faced an unimaginable loss of someone I deeply loved. I had a reset. I went deep, asking myself, what's wrong with me? What did I do to deserve this? I struggled with grief, with loss, with relationships, with business, and family. I was operating from a place of seeking permission. Permission to let go, permission to step back, permission to prioritize myself. And then it hit me. You don't need anyone's approval to take the next step. You don't need permission to be a CEO. But you do need the tools, the mindset, and the support to lead in a way that doesn't cost you your peace. It took me over a decade to truly figure this out. And now, I'm ready to keep going, sharing what's worked, what hasn't, and everything I'm still learning along the way. So if you're ready, and I know I am, hit subscribe, leave a review, and share this with someone who needs to hear it. Because this isn't just my journey, it's ours. Lastly, I just want to thank everyone that reached out to me over the last year just to check on me, make sure I was doing good. I truly appreciate the support, and I look forward to continue building more deep connections with you all. This is the Powered AF Podcast, a show about visionaries, high performers, and entrepreneurs, and their stories on how they push past fear, overcome imposter syndrome, and navigate through the mental roadblocks in order to achieve the highest level of success. And I'm your host, Abu Fofana. What's a good budget to pay someone to run your ads? This is an amazing question. And if I had a nickel for every time I get asked this question, you know, I'd probably make a dollar a day, because that's how many times I get asked this question around, you know, what's a good budget to pay someone to run your ads? And is there a threshold? And this really, this is like a consulting answer, but it really depends. So I was recently talking to one of my students who's in my, you know, VIP program, etc. I was talking to one of my students, and she became a student of mine because she hired someone and she was paying this person a lot of money, and she didn't know if what they were doing was working. So she was like, you know what? I need to talk to Abu. Let me go ahead and enroll in this program. So she enrolls in my program. We're talking, and she said, yeah, this guy is charging me $15,000 a month to run my ads. And I'm like, okay, 15K. And she said, it's been about a few weeks, but I haven't really made 15K back. You know, I haven't even made over $1,000 yet. I'm like, that's interesting. What do you mean? I was like, I can't really give you a response unless I look at your back end. We go look at her back end, and this guy, this person, ran 3 ads, didn't cross over $1,000. It was a few weeks, and she was paying this person $15,000. So this person got over on her, because when I looked at the campaign, I realized this person didn't know what they were doing. This person had no idea what they were doing. And I felt so bad for this woman, because I'm like, you just paid this person $15K that didn't know what they're doing. But that was the frustrating part. I didn't know her before she did all that. And after she talked to me, she said, wow, I knew there was something in my gut telling me this wasn't right. And I'm like, okay, well, yeah, please go fire whoever this person is, because they're getting over on you. And so I say all that to say is that when you know what you're doing, when you have an idea of ads, and you don't need to be an expert, but you need to have an understanding, no one could get over on you. Right? No one could get over on you. You're not going to pay someone $15K. No one's going to get over you. Because what he promised her was, and what he was telling her is that, oh, we could become $1 million. We could make $1 million in a month. Now, if someone could make you $1 million in a month, paying them $15K, it's whatever. It's the cost of business. I'll pay anybody $15K any day, twice on any day, if they're going to make me $1 million in a month. Right? $15K is nothing. $30K is nothing. $50,000 a month is nothing, because they're making you $1 million. So that's why I say it depends, right? What you're paying that person and what the output is. If the output is enormous, even if they were making me $100,000 a month, $15,000 isn't a lot because they're bringing in over $85,000. You know, then I'm like, okay, well, they bring in over 85K and after, and I didn't really work, I didn't really sell. And then after all my expenses, that's 50K profit. Okay, that's cool. You know, and so it's not a lot when you look at it from that perspective. Okay, so let me get down to your question. What's a good budget to pay someone running ads? It really depends on where that person is in their journey. If it's someone just starting out, a lot of times they're looking for a case study. They're looking to help people. So a lot of times you may not have to pay them this enormous amount. But also know that they're going to make a lot of mistakes on the way. They're going to trial a lot as well. And you're just going to have to live with that. You're going to have to grow with them. And you're also, in a sense, training them as well, right? So there's that level. Anyone that's really good is going to take a percentage of profit, but you have to have this validation, whether it's people they work with, whether you have, you know, a level of trust and intimacy with the person in the sense of like done business before, et cetera. Then you could structure your own sort of, you know, deal or whatever that looks like. But I always tell people, you want to find someone that's still up and coming, that understands ads, especially, again, if you want to pay on the lower end, right? That kind of understands ads, that wants more opportunity to run ads for other people, that may not be super, you know, great, however, could be good and could get great over the long term. So you bring this person on, you invest in their education around ads, you give them the time and bandwidth to try to put together successful campaigns as well. But again, you're spending more time nurturing them because you're not spending the money to bring in someone who doesn't need all that nurturing and all that, you know, et cetera, that additional stuff. So I would allocate a budget, maybe start at like, you know, $2,000, you know, try to find someone and I would say experiment with a few people first, or if they're more proven, like find someone, pay them like $3,500, like whatever. Look into agencies. Again, I'm not saying this is the way to find the ideal person for you. The ideal person may not come until the fourth hire. Right. Because the first three, you may realize, oh, I don't like where they do this. I don't like, you know, it's just not a good fit. And then the fourth person walks through the door. You're like, OK, this is a great fit. Right. And so it really depends. A good budget to pay someone to run ads. It really depends. I wish I was able to give you a better figure, but it really depends on how good they are. Again, how good they are and how well of an understanding do they have around your industry and your type of product or service-based business and speaking to your audience. I've had people who are black women who worked with white agencies and they just couldn't get the copy right. They just couldn't talk to their customers the way that they could. And so, again, this is something to also think about as well. But I would allocate a budget and see who's within that budget and scope and start working your way from there. Thank you for joining us at the Powered AF podcast. Make sure to visit our website and make sure to follow our podcast anywhere you listen to the podcast to make sure you never miss a show. And please, 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 if you enjoyed this episode and this show, please make sure to leave us a review. It really, really does help. And last thing, if you're interested in this freebie that I just released, I want you to check this out. Recently, I put together a free online training on how to 10x your sales online. This is for business owners who are struggling with making consistent sales online. Whether you run a product or service-based business, this is the perfect training for you. The free training is still up and you can access it by going to poweryourlaunch.com/pod. Again, poweryourlaunch.com/pod. That's P-O-D. All right. Thanks again for listening in. I'll see you during our next show.